Now, one of Ireland's most successful singer-songwriters will be honoured in the city of his birth later today. Gilbert O'Sullivan will be awarded the Freedom of Waterford at the Council Chamber in City Hall later today, joining Val Dunican, Anna Manahan and Brendan Boyer among those who have also received the honour. Six number one hits, multiple awards including the Ivor Novello Award. Here's a taste, here's Claire. That's Claire. That's from Gilbert O'Sullivan. And we can speak to him now. Gilbert O'Sullivan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gavin.
And congratulations on the award.
Yeah, thank you. It's it's a nice, lovely honour. Local boy makes good. So I'm really kind of, and it's nice for all my family here. Not my mother. I think if my mum was here, it would have been fantastic for her. But spiritually, she'll be here.
Tell us more about what this award means to you.
It's special because I'm a local boy. So, you know, although we left Ireland when I was 8 years old, but I always loved coming back. You know, obviously in the early days when we were in the UK with a large family, you didn't really travel much. You know, if you had a holiday, it was a day at the seaside. But once I went to London in 1967 to break into the music business, had a job, so I had a little bit of money. So that's when I really enjoyed coming back. I mean, I remember the first time I came back here and walked to my grandma's house in Ballinamona and stayed with my aunts and uncles and had a really wonderful, I kind of felt at home. And so I came back a few times after that. And then, of course, once 1970 hit, it became pretty chaotic.
Yes, your career took off. Do you have any memories of your earlier years in Waterford at all?
Not really. My first communion was in Waterford. The thing about it is that my sister, who's 2 years older than me, she has good memories. I have very little memories of that. My good memories are when I was able to come back on my own and enjoy being back in Waterford. But and you know, it's interesting why we left. I would have liked to have asked my dad the reason after 15 years at Clover Meats why he felt that a better job opportunity was in the UK.
Because your dad passed away not long after you went to the UK, isn't that right?
No, that's right. Dad was in his 50s, and you know, I didn't really have much of a relationship with my dad, which is a shame, you know, looking back and on reflection and stuff. But that's how it was. And so the memories for me as a young child, my sister tells me what we got up to when we left Waterford. But as I said to you earlier, coming back was really nice for me when I was much older.
Will you have family with you today?
Everybody will be here, but they're coming from all over. And I mean, that's one of the nice things, that the get together, they'll all be here. Currently now my daughters and their children, and they're on their way. We have a lot of relatives here, and my auntie Bid, she'll be at the top table with us tonight. And it's wonderful to have everybody together, just even if it's a brief meeting, but they're very proud of me, which is kind of nice too.
Do you know, what do you get to do as Freeman of Waterford? I mean, I know in Dublin, apparently you're allowed to graze your sheep in the middle of the city. Are there any special permissions that you get as Freeman of the city?
You tell me. I mean, I'll probably find out tonight. I'll be landed with instructions.
Free blam, maybe.
I think it's a prehistoric, because obviously, you know, this Freedom of the City dates back centuries. So it's I think if there is something involved, it will be pretty prehistoric.
And are you coming back to Ireland? Are you performing in Ireland later this year?
Yeah, we are. We're normally doing two concerts in Cork, two in Dublin, and Waterford is being lined up. We haven't come back here in quite a long time. And so there are plans now for us to come back here. So that's been put together. And I think it's important that that does happen now.
Listen, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That's Gilbert O'Sullivan, who's going to be awarded Freedom of Waterford later today. And we'll end with some of Gilbert's music, some of his number one hits from the 1970s.
When a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. I've no wish to hurry you, love, but have you seen the time? It's 9:45 and we're supposed to be there at 9. I don't think the registrar will be very pleased when we show up an hour late like 2 frozen peas. Both now facing for the first time, presently and past, something that begins with them and ends in alas. More than a complete disaster, even from the start, what could it be? It's matrimony.